And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Traders are operating at Nisisi Market are given 7-day ultimatum to vacate the trading premises or face a forced eviction. Persistent cases of early marriages in Mukushi District worry traditional leadership. And in African news, Tanzania's ban on foreigners operating small businesses sparks Kenyan backlash. To present the evening news, my name is Blessed Chua. The Lusaka City Council has issued a 7-day ultimatum to traders operating at the Mrs. Market to vacate the trading premises or face a forced eviction. In an eviction letter issued by the Director of City Planning, Abigi Chanda, to the traders, the local authority has instructed the marketeers to dismantle and remove all booths and makeshift stores located in front of the market. The council warns that a failure to comply will result in enforcement action and any costs incurred during the process will be charged to the traders themselves. The announcement has, however, sparked outrage among the affected traders who say they feel betrayed by their area councillor. The traders claim the councillor had previously assured them that the market would be upgraded with new shelters promised to be constructed. The traders are also alleged that they were not informed about the sale of the market land to foreign investors, a move they have received with mixed feelings. They have since appealed to the Vice President Mutale Narumango to urgently intervene, stating that the market is their only source of livelihood.
Because it's an address. So it's saying, honey, if you have a president, I'm very. MP, but the council is a Tigonga, Vanatanga and Drama, Vaja, Vatanga and Drama, Kumafore, and Vaja, to appreciate the market. So it's a Tetifuna, Madam Vice President. Baba namtale na rumango ungaya monga mkazi vaizi viva peni yeti kitamo chitu sungevana pa Japan Market manja wakatipisha tizaenda kutio excellence Mr. President
mune ni ikuwepa Japan Market yepo baeba chivatuwe market chivapanje polozi yepo tushisha tuwasangire puwe filinzi abantuwa baku kwa barefu wapari alelolesa tupela hapa kwa batituwechisha tuwe kungira mwaba na banshiwa pali bamu kama mkwilu waba na banshiwa pali hawa lesu unga wabana no mbelo batupisha hapa ya tuwalaya kui
soma mwondi
erano tuwa kakandati ima market siri pamapu ndai market tasenzera po 16 years manja mbenze bishala pata benzo taira po bantu babambaya chakonza po lero sanga po tuta siri pamapu ah yenze ni sanga sanga vafuna kichoke pata bati pamatuze kwe tizae.
The traditional leadership of Chitina Chiefdom of Mukushi has voiced concerns over the persistent cases of early marriages in Mukushi district, despite the implementation of the free education policy. Chief Trustee Stephen Chalwe described the trend as disheartening and counterproductive to efforts aimed at promoting education among children, especially girls. Mr. Chalwe observed that some parents continue to prioritize a short-term financial gains from early marriages over their children's long-term educational prospects. He has since urged guardians to reconsider the practice and instead support their children's right to education.
No kulanda na benati finga fiachi tikapali inoshita we na mulanda pa kula buku bona wira maskuru icha konka pofuti uyo mwana wa munono sana sana kumwana 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 kashi ngachidi munono kula ba kushupi kweli ngili ngili mbinga rapa bukuru pakuya kula ku hospital kula bobwafya kuva fiachi banani ndefo ningalanda kofi na fia kwa ti tufire tu amuno kwa tifira ndobuteko fia na fika nkala sana tafiro kula kula ufya bana banu nangu kutemwenda lamo kwa tiyo pandu ngana ufya ngana kwa taka ndala ma aa umuwa kwa tila ndala ma mwingi tula di mafi noto kwa tiro ishti ya bana banu.
Zambia Women's Lobby Copper Belt Provincial Board Member Komiwe Zulu has expressed concern over the rising trend of young women producing and circulating obscene videos. Recently, the Zambia National Service suspended a Sergeant Rhoda Njovu following her involvement in the production and circulation of an explicit video which sparked debate. In an interview, Ms. Zulu stated that young women need more capacity building on how to conduct themselves and secure their futures, as opposed to scandalizing them, which she says will not be a solution to end such indecent vices. She emphasized the importance of considering the circumstances surrounding such cases and finding alternative solutions that do not necessarily involve a severe punishment.
So, whatever we do today, it is affecting our tomorrow's future. But for her, being a Zambian child and also coming from such a wing, or institution which is really demeaning or undermine where she's coming from, otherwise she just have, if she had any rank at the moment, they can just look into the measures which can be given against her, not to fire her or to suspend her. It's one of discipline, but they also have to consider what she has done and also what is making them to indulge themselves into such illicities which can affect their future.
Government has urged the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to increase the maize collection depots in various parts of the country. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa said that farmers often find it challenging to transport the maize to FRA collection points due to distance, leading them to sell to briefcase buyers at cheaper prices. Reacting to concerns from farmers from various parts of the country on the inadequate number of FRA depots, Mr. Mwetwa, who is also government chief spokesperson, stated that government is doing everything possible to ensure it buys maize from farmers.
And more maize will be purchased through FRIA, because this is in keeping with government's resolve to encourage more production of maize to mitigate for any maize or many meal deficits in the country and in the region. And therefore, cabinet resolved that FRA should continue to buy maize from farmers as a buyer, not just of last resort, but a buyer of reliability in terms of pricing and in terms of paying farmers on time.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo, again.